You Forever by T. Love Sang Grandpa, read to you by Blue Friend. Lesson 5, The Colors of the Aura. Every musical note is a combination of harmonic vibration, which depends upon being compatible with its neighbors. Any lack of compatibility causes a sour note, a note which is not pleasant to hear. Musicians strive to produce only notes which please. As in music, so in colors, for colors also are vibrations, although they are on a slightly different part of the human perception spectrum. One can have pure colors, colors which please and uplift, or one can have colors which jar, which jangle the nerves. In the human aura, there are many, many different colors and shades of colors. Some of them are beyond the range of vision of the untrained observer, and so for those colors we have no universally accepted name. There is, as you know, a silent dog whistle. That is, it resonates on a band of vibrations which human ears cannot hear, but which a dog can. At the other end of the scale, a human can hear deeper sounds than a dog can. Low sounds are inaudible to dogs. Suppose we move the range of human hearing up, then we should hear as a dog does, and would hear the high notes of the dog whistle. So, if we can raise or shift our sight range up, we shall be able to then lose the ability to see black or deep purple. It would be unreasonable to list innumerable colors. Let us deal with only the most common, the strongest colors. The basic colors change according to the progress of the person in whose aura they are seen. As the person improves in spirituality, so the color improves. If a person is unfortunate enough to slip back on the ladder of progress, then his basic colors may alter completely or change in shade. The basic colors, which we mentioned below, show the basic person. The innumerable pastel shades indicate the thoughts and intentions, as well as the degree of spirituality. The aura swirls and flows like a particularly intricate rainbow. Colors race around the body in increasing spirals, and also pour down from the head to the feet. But these colors are many more than ever appeared in a rainbow. A rainbow is merely refraction from water crystals, simple things. The aura is life itself. Here are some notes on a very few colors. Very few, because there is no point in dealing with others until you can see these ones listed. Red. In its good form, red indicates sound driving force. Good generals and leaders of men have a lot of clear red in their aura. A particularly clear form of red with clear yellow edges indicates a person who is a crusader, one who is always striving to help others. Do not confuse this with the ordinary meddler. His red would be brown. Clear red bands or flashes emanating from the site of an organ indicates that the organ is in very good health. Some of the world's leaders have a lot of clear red in their makeup. Unfortunately, in too many instances, it is contaminated with debasing shades. A bad red, one that is muddy or too dark, indicates bad or vicious temper. The person is unreliable, quarrelsome, treacherous, a self-seeker at the expense of others. Dull reds invariably show nervous excitation. A person with bad red may be physically strong. Unfortunately, he will also be strong at wrongdoing. Murderers always have degraded red in their auras. The lighter the red, lighter, not clearer, the more nervous and unstable the person. Such a person is very active, jittery even, and cannot keep still for more than a few seconds at a time. Of course, such a person is very self-centered indeed. Reds around the organs indicate their state. A dull red, brownish red even, slowly pulsing over the site of an organ, indicates cancer. One can tell if the cancer is there or if it is incipient. The aura indicates what illnesses are going to afflict the body later, unless curative steps are taken. This is going to be one of the greatest uses of aura therapy in later years. A speckled, flashing red from the jaws indicates toothache. A dull brown pulsing in time from the nimbus indicates fright at the thought of a visit to a dentist. Scarlet is usually worn by those who are too sure of themselves. It indicates that a person is altogether too fond of himself. It is the color of false pride, pride without a foundation. But scarlet also shows most clearly around the hips of those ladies who sell love for coins of the realm. They are indeed scarlet women. Such women are usually not at all interested in the sex act as such. To them, it is merely a means of earning a living. So, the overconceited person and the prostitute share the same colors in the aura. It is worth a thought that these old sayings such as scarlet woman, blue mood, red rage, black with temper, green with envy, do indeed accurately indicate the aura of a person afflicted with such a mood. The people who originated such sayings obviously, consciously or unconsciously, saw the aura. Still on with the red group, pink, it is more of a coral really, shows immaturity. Teenagers show pink instead of any other red. In the case of an adult, pink is an indicator of childishness and insecurity. A red-brown, something like raw liver, indicates a very nasty person indeed, one who should be avoided, for he will bring trouble. When seen over an organ, it shows that the organ is very diseased indeed, and the person who has such a color over a vital organ will soon die. All people with red showing at the end of the breastbone or end of the sternum have nerve trouble. They should learn to control their activities and live more sedately if they want to live long and happily. Orange. Orange is really a branch of red, but we are paying it the compliment of giving it a classification of its own, because some religions of the Far East used to regard orange as the color of the sun and paid homage to it. That is why there are so many orange colors in the Far East. On the other hand, just to show the two sides of the coin, yet other religions held the belief that blue was the color of the sun. It does not matter to which opinion you subscribe, orange is basically a good color, and people with a suitable shade of orange in their aura are those who show much consideration for other people. They are humanitarians, people who do their best to help others not so fortunately endowed. A yellow orange is to be desired because it shows self-control and has many virtues. Brownish orange indicates a repressed, lazy person who couldn't care less. A brownish orange also indicates kidney trouble. If it is located over the kidneys and has a jagged gray blur in it, it shows the presence of kidney stones. An orange which is tinged with green indicates a person who loves to quarrel just for the sake of quarreling. And when you progress to the point when you can see the shades within the shades, within the colors, then be wise and avoid arguing with those who have a green amid the orange, because they can see only black and white. They lack imagination. They lack the perception and the discernment to realize that there are shades of knowledge, shades of opinions, and shades of color. The person afflicted with the greenish orange argues endlessly just for the sake of argument and without really caring whether his arguments are right or wrong. To such people, the argument is the thing. Yellow. A golden yellow indicates that its possessor is of a very spiritual nature. All the great saints had golden halos around their heads. The greater the spirituality, the brighter glowed the golden yellow. To digress, let us state here that those of the very highest spirituality also have indigo, but we are dealing with yellow. Those who have a yellow in the aura always are in good spiritual and moral health. They are well upon the path, and according to the exact shade of yellow, they have little of which to be afraid. A person with a bright yellow in the aura can be completely trusted. A person with a degraded yellow, like the color of bad cheddar cheese, is of a cowardly nature, and that is why people say, "Oh, he is yellow." It used to be far more common that one could see the aura, and presumably most of these sayings came into the different languages at that time. But a bad yellow shows a bad person, one who is really frightened of everything. A reddish yellow is not at all favorable because it indicates mental, moral, and physical timidity, and with its absolute weakness of spiritual outlook and conviction. People with a reddish yellow will change from one religion to another, always seeking for something which is not obtainable in 5 minutes. They lack staying power. They cannot stick to a thing more than a few moments. A person who has a red, yellow, and brown, red in the aura is always chasing after the opposite sex and getting nowhere. It is noteworthy that if a person has red hair or ginger hair and has red, yellow in the aura, that person will be very pugnacious, very offensive, and very ready to misconstrue any remark into a personal slight. This refers particularly to those who have red hair and reddish, perhaps freckled, skin. Some of the red or yellows indicate that the person possessing these shades has a great inferiority complex. The redder the red in the yellow, the greater the degree of inferiority. A brownish yellow shows very impure thoughts indeed and poor spiritual development. Presumably, most people know about Skid Row, the veil to which all drunks, deadbeats, and derelicts eventually drift on this earth. Many of the people in that class or condition have this red, brown, yellow, and if they are particularly bad, they have an unpleasant form of lime green speckling the aura. These people can rarely be saved from their own folly. A brownish yellow indicates impure thoughts and that the person concerned does not always keep in the straight and narrow path. In the health line, a green yellow shows liver complaints. As the greenish yellow turns to brownish reddish yellow, it shows that the complaints are more in the nature of social diseases. A person with a social disease invariably has a dark brown, dark yellow band around the hips. It is often speckled with what looks like red dust. With the brown becoming more and more pronounced in the yellow and perhaps showing jagged bands, it indicates mental afflictions. A person who is a dual personality, in the psychiatric sense, will often show one half of the aura as a bluish yellow and the other half as a brownish or greenish yellow. It is a thoroughly unpleasant combination. The pure golden yellow with which we commence this heading of yellow should always be cultivated. It can be attained by keeping one's thoughts and one's intentions pure. Every one of us has to go along through the brighter yellow before we get far along the path of evolution. Green. Green is the color of healing, the color of teaching, and the color of physical growth. Great doctors and surgeons have a lot of green in their aura. They also have a lot of red, and curiously enough, the two colors blend most harmoniously, and there is no discord between them. Red and green, when seen together in materials, often clash and offend, but when they are seen in the aura, they please. Green with a suitable red indicates a brilliant surgeon, a most competent man. Green alone, without the red, indicates a most eminent physician, one who knows his job, or it might indicate a nurse whose vocation is both her career and her love. Green mixed with the suitable blue indicates their auras and bands, or striations, of swirling blue, a form of electric blue, and often between the blue and green there would be narrow bands of golden yellow, which would indicate that the teacher was one who had the welfare of his students at heart, and had the necessary high spiritual perceptions in order to teach the best subjects. All those who are concerned with the health of people and animals have much green in their auric makeup. They may not be high-ranking surgeons or physicians, but all people, no matter who they are, and if they are dealing with health, either of animals or humans or plants, they all have a certain amount of green in their aura. It seems to be almost their badge of office. Green is not a dominant color, though. It is nearly always subservient to some other color. It is a helpful color and indicates that one who has much green in the aura is of a friendly, compassionate, considerate nature. If the person has a yellowish green, however, then that person cannot be trusted. But the more the mixture of unpleasant yellow to unpleasant green, the more untrustworthy, the more unreliable the person. Confidence tricksters have a yellow-green, the type of people who talk nicely to a person and then swindle them out of their money. These have a sort of lime-green to which their yellow is added. As the green turns to blue, usually a pleasant sky blue or electric blue, the more trustworthy a person is. Blue. This color is often referred to as the color of the spirit world. It also shows intellectual ability as apart from spirituality. But of course it has to be of the right shade of blue. With the right shade, it is a very favorable color indeed. The etheric is of a bluish tinge, a blue somewhat similar to non-inhaled cigarette smoke, or the blue of a wood fire. The brighter the blue, the healthier and the more vigorous in health is the person. Pale blue is the color of a person who vacillates a lot, a person who cannot make up his mind, a person who has to be pushed in order to get any worthwhile decision from him. A darker blue is that of a person who is making progress, a person who is trying. If the blue is darker still, it shows one who is keen on the tasks of life and who has found some satisfaction in it. These darker blues are often found in missionaries who are missionaries because they have definitely had a call. It is not found in missionaries who just desire a job, perhaps traveling around the world with all expenses paid. One can always judge of a person by the vigor of the yellow and the darkness of the blue. Indigo. We are going to class indigo and violet as being under the same heading because one shades imperceptibly into the other. And it is very much a case of one being quite dependent upon the other. People with indigo, showing to a marked extent in their aura, are people of deep religious convictions, not merely those who profess to be religious. There is a great deal of difference. Some people say that they are religious. Some people believe they are religious. But until one can actually see the aura, one cannot say for sure. Indigo proves it conclusively. If a person has a pinkish tinge in the indigo, the possessor of such a marked aura will be touchy and unpleasant, particularly to those who are under the control of the afflicted person. The pinkish tinge in the indigo is a degrading touch. It robs the aura of its purity. Incidentally, people with indigo or violet or purple in their auras suffer from heart trouble and stomach disorders. They are the type of people who should have no fried food and very little fat food. Gray. Gray is a modifier of the colors of the aura. It does not signify anything of itself unless the person is most unevolved. If the person at whom you are looking at is unevolved, then there would be great bands and splotches of gray. But you normally would not be looking at the nude body of an unevolved person. Gray in a color shows a weakness of character and a general poorness of health. If a person has gray bands over a particular organ, it shows that the organ is in danger of breaking down, or is breaking down, and medical attention should be sought immediately. A person with a dull, throbbing headache will have a gray, smoky cloud going through the halo or nimbus, and no matter what the color of the halo, gray bands going through it will pulsate in time with the throb of the headache. End of lesson 5.